What's good, Black Star Podcast? Welcome back to the channel. This is your boy Jared, and today we're going to be talking about Chinese company GAC. They've just revealed their prototype flying car for the first time. And the basis of this conversation that we're going to be having today is because America has dropped the ball on a lot of things, including manufacturing and innovation. See, America is good for innovating with technology as far as like weapons technology and military weaponry. But we don't particularly invest in exporting goods rather than importing goods. So that in turn gave a lot of leeway to other countries to innovate and expand their technology that they produce in their own countries, and they export it, which made them become wealthy countries. Whereas the U.S., we import a lot of our goods, and we also export only weaponry, really. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to share my screen here, and I'm going to go to the actual article itself. As you can see on first view, this flying vehicle is in a capsule design. So the cockpit / driving, oh yeah, cockpit, I think. The cockpit is a pod design with six electrical motors attached to it, and it's on a platform that looks very goofy as hell. Now, I'm not criticizing this prototype, and because it's a prototype, it's a development prototype. So basically, what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna be reading this, and I'm gonna be showing you how basically the U.S. innovation versus Chinese or competition countries' innovation. So, here we go. Chinese automaker GAC Group on Monday showcased an electric unmanned flying car prototype, a product it says can both move on the ground and through the air, and a futuristic plan to take its urban mobility to another dimension. Weird words, but okay. This team. Why it matters. The debut makes GAC the latest Chinese automaker to promise riders flying taxis, a still immature technology after the Toyota manufacturing partner began recruiting a number of aircraft research and development engineering roles a year ago. The prototype, dubbed Gold, is built on a modular system in which the flight and automotive components can be separated. Meaning passengers could drive away the composite once it lands. And it's interesting. GAC envisions a future where passengers can easily access multi-dimensional. Why are they saying dimensional? Because it's not a dimension. Okay, quote unquote multi-dimensional mobility services ranging from electric air taxis to ride-hailing platforms, according to Eugene, president of GAC Research Institute, who spoke at the company's annual Tech Day event in Gyoza. I really want to go to China and Japan. The automaker did not reveal any production details about the flying car, but Wu only mentioned that passengers within the Greater Bay Area, where GAC is headquartered, would prefer a for a driver range of at least 200 kilometers, which means 124 miles. The Chinese media outlet Chongjin reported. Okay. Context. Several Chinese automakers have been working on electric electric vertical takeoff and landing, eVTOL taxis, but none have yet received approval for commercial use from local regulators. Aerofungi, I'm not even going to attempt to say that, an affiliate of Volvo's parent Glenny, says it has filed an application for operations of its prototype test aircraft with the Southwestern Bureau of Civil Aviation Administration of China last year. Aerofungi, I'm sorry if I'm fucking up that name. AE200 eVTOLs have reached the airworthiness review stage. The Chinese media outlet, I'm not even going to say their names because I do not want to fuck up their names. Another startup backed by the Chinese electrical automaker Motors said in January that it would be granted a regulatory issued certification to test the pilot test is X2 two-person flying vehicle, which has a battery life of 25 minutes. The company plans to start selling the next generation of its flying car at the price tag of $135,596 in U.S. and $1 million RMB as early as 2025. So, what does this entail? This tells me that the U.S. government but the Chinese government has innovated its country enough to where it's going to start producing the next generation of flying cars. Now, what does this entail for the U.S.? This means that the Chinese innovation has had a jump start due to the fact that I'm going to just put it out here. The reason why a lot of these companies overseas are becoming so advanced is because they prioritize their citizens over their military. Not over their military, but they prioritize their citizens with jobs and innovation. Whereas the U.S. doesn't promote innovation for the country. It only promotes weaponry, I should say, and also a lot of this, I want to say, woke media and bullshit like that. So you see more of these companies overseas developing new technologies. Now, I'm not going to say that the U.S. doesn't have any companies that are developing new technologies, but I can say this. Whereas in other countries, they have a sense of developing a new country or a new company and developing new technology, their market is becoming more advanced. Look at Japan. Japan has robots now. I'm talking about humanoid robots. Robots that can literally walk like us, have the movement and motion of us. Now, here, we don't see any of that. And unless you're at a prototype expo. Ladies and gentlemen, this technology nowadays is becoming real. See, automotive innovation and innovation of the different technologies, especially in alternative fuels, which I'm going to be doing live on tomorrow. A lot of innovation that we have nowadays is going to cause changes in the global economy, in the global world. See, I've said it and I'll say it again. Different countries are investing in their people, while the U.S. government is investing in pointless shit like gender fluidity and gender studies and all that shit. The U.S. sent millions of jobs overseas to help the Chinese government with jobs. Allowed companies to go overseas and produce more products at a cheaper cost instead of paying the American people what they are worth. Now, let's talk about this. With that being said, we are seeing a lot of companies pull out of the U.S. due to the laws that are being made, especially in California, Silicon Valley, I should say, Texas even, in some aspects. Different companies are moving out of the U.S. for cheaper costs. Now I'm going to say this. That could potentially open up markets to people. Just hear me out. If you're innovating and becoming a new power in an innovative and a disruptive technology, what that could mean is that could be a new industry for you, and also there could be a new industry that you could start and start producing jobs for people in the U.S. But that's just my little two cents on it. I'm just here to report the news, but I'm pretty sure all of you are going to say cool. But anyways, guys, like, share, subscribe to the channel, support the podcast on Spotify.com. I'll see you guys on the flip side. Thank you guys for listening. Bye, guys.